You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Businesses are feeling pretty good these days. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Earlier today, we got the latest survey of business conditions from the National Association for Business Economics. All around, it was pretty good. Very few businesses are expecting a recession in the next year. Profit margins and sales are up. Julia Coronado is here to talk about it. She's founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and a professor at UT Austin and a former NAB president. Hi, Julia.
Good morning.
So more businesses reported positive profit margins than negative margins, and that's the first time that's happened since April of 2022.
That is an important development. You see businesses starting the year with a bit more optimism about their prospects, which could, again, be a self-reinforcing dynamic that keeps the economy on track.
91% of businesses that responded to the survey say a recession is unlikely in the next 12 months. That's up quite a bit from 3 months ago. Is that just solidifying the idea that recession is just not on its way?
Well, it definitely indicates that businesses don't think one is imminent. And if they're not seeing an imminent weakening in their sales or profits, then they're less likely to lay off workers or pull back on investments.
72% of businesses that responded said they are passing all or some of their cost increases to customers. That's a little weird because from a lot of corners of the economy, we're hearing cost increases are not, they're not as bad.
That's right. Inflation has been slowing very rapidly, and other surveys indicate that companies don't have the pricing power they had, for example, during the pandemic, when they could pass every price increase along. The supply chain costs and input cost pressures that we saw over the prior few years have eased considerably. That's part of the story of the lower inflation.
Julia Coronado, president of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And that survey was from the National Association for Business Economics. ExxonMobil is suing some of its investors. Activist investors are pushing Exxon to reduce emissions from its customers. Exxon wants to keep that proposal off the ballot at its shareholder meeting this year. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
The proposal is from the investor activist group Follow This and Arjuna Capital, an investment advisor. They want ExxonMobil to broaden its goals on emissions reduction and set a target for reducing emissions from customers using Exxon products. In an emailed statement, the company said the proposal, quote, does not serve the interests of investors. Exxon is asking the court to prevent a vote on the proposal at this year's annual shareholder meeting. Exxon's lawsuit comes as some companies appear to be backing away from environmental, social, and corporate governance, or ESG, goals. Some ESG funds closed after investors appeared to be losing interest, and the Securities and Exchange Commission has issued a rule designed to prevent misleading names for funds claiming to adhere to ESG goals. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Thank you. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Bolivia is the world's biggest exporter of Brazil nuts, producing 75% of all global trade. Brazil nuts are also one of the few sustainable non-timber products that come from the Amazon rainforest. But the industry is facing some challenges, as the BBC's Jane Chambers reports.
The hot and humid Amazon rainforest in the Pando region of northern Bolivia is where the vast majority of Brazil nuts are grown in the wild with no pesticides. Harvesting the produce isn't for the faint-hearted.
In November and December, the nuts start to fall from the trees and it's dangerous. When the wind starts, you have to take cover, because if you get struck by one, it can kill you.
To get to the nuts, workers use a machete to split the hard outer shell, which is known as a pod and looks a bit like a coconut. Juan Carlos is one of 15,000 people who work in Bolivia's Brazil nut sector. Nut collectors earn around $390 a month, which is a good wage, but that varies depending on the international market, and the work's seasonal. River Alta is a bustling city in the Beni region, next door to the Pando region, where the nuts are gathered and sent by truck to one of the many processing plants here. I'm off to have a tour. That's the sound of mountains of nuts coming down a metal funnel, and there are different plastic boxes in front of us. Elsa Bedis is the Associate Director at Free World Trading, a UK and Europe-based company which buys nuts from around the world.
There's a big drive over the past couple of years from the export market, mainly in Europe, to look below processor level about the provenance. Where does the product come from? Who are the communities that source our nuts, and how are their working conditions?
For some, volatile prices are an issue. Nut producer Jorge Henzo says for the past few years, it's been impossible to make money from the harvest.
It costs 90 bolivianos, which is around $13, to get the box of Brazil nuts from the forest to the processing plant. And that represents a loss for us, because supposedly the prices in the international market have fallen.
Elsa thinks that keeping prices stable and raising awareness about Brazil nuts is vital.
By receiving an income for the nuts that they collect and gather from the rainforest, they have no incentive to cut the trees down and log it for other forms of income.
She says that the world needs to recognise that the Brazil nut producers are the guardians of the Amazon rainforest. I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.